Hey guys, what's up? It's Dangerous ASMR here, back again for your Wednesday upload. Today is part two of the character Q&A. So I'm going to start off with a question that I didn't get to last time because I didn't have the author's answer in time. And I'm just going to start with that now. And it is from Montel Pfeiffer, who asks, for Dragon Girl, what is your full name? And do you know that creatures like vampires and werewolves and witch live in your territory?
I will not allow my beautiful name to be sullied by some creature's attempt to pronounce it. As for the beings, well, they're hardly worth my attention. Now move along. I'm done with you. I have more important things to do. Like a nap.
Lethal Phoenix asks, to the Yandere stepmother, what is your preferred form of convincing people to leave your son alone?
With my words, of course. I happen to be extremely good with my mouth. All it takes most of the time is a little oral persuasion. That isn't to say I've never had to take more drastic measures. But a lady doesn't kiss and tell. Not unless she needs to make a point.
Leland has three questions. To the beautiful Carmelina, what is your full name?
I was born Carmelina Isabella Francesca Fiori. It's a pleasure to meet you.
I know you're single, but are you looking?
I do not look for these things. Romance. It still finds me, though. Such is life.
And have you ever been told how ridiculously attractive your accent is?
I have heard some nice things about my accent, yes. I may not have the Countess's charms, but it seems I can still enthrall some mortals with my voice. Don't you agree, Leland Salazar? I would say that you do.
Dax Amari asks, to Carmelina, can I be your next pet?
I don't think you will like that so much, darling. I have a bad habit of breaking my toys. But if you're that eager, well... I never turn down a free meal.
Daniel O. asks, to the Amazons, a.k.a. the hashtag Snoo Snoo Squad, how is the male captive holding up?
He lives.
He's so much fun to play with.
Larissa.
Sorry, Noni.
He is adequate in most measures.
More than adequate.
Larissa.
Then why do you keep visiting his chambers after hours?
The question has been answered.
Chugimplier 316 has two questions to Yandere Werewolf Girl. First, how do you become the alpha? Did you kill the old one, or was it something you were elected by?
Oh, well, becoming alpha is a great honor. When the old alpha becomes too slow and weak, there is a great battle among the pack to see who becomes the new alpha. There is lots of biting and scratching and fighting. It is wonderful.
And what is it like going full wolf? Does it hurt or something, or is it more of like a bad itch that you finally get to scratch?
It is not quite like those things, no. It is like... I think it depends on why I am becoming wolf. When I am not with my human, I am normally wolf self. So to be soft body is more like what being naked is to humans, I think. And when I am choosing to become wolf, it is like becoming my true self. Comfortable. Does that make any sense? But if I am becoming wolf because I am in danger or attacked or... anything like that, well, then it is different. Then it is beyond my control, and the change happens so fast, it's like hot lava underneath my skin. It burns, but it is so hot and fast that it is almost cold. And it does not hurt. No, it feels good.
Darky asks, to the Kitsune goddess, if you were to have children, I'm sure you will, how many would you like to have? And would you prefer a boy, girl, or maybe both?
Oh, I would love children. That would be wonderful. And as many as the fates see fit to give me. Boys or girls, it wouldn't make a difference to me. Having a family with my soulmate would be the most wonderful thing in the entire world.
Jeremy Knight has a few questions. First, he asks to Angela Jekyll, if you were to perfect your serum by removing the blackout and total personality change side effects, would you consider making your serum a beauty-enhancing franchise? There's a lot of men and women who share the same struggles as you, sometimes even worse struggles, and would love to be beautiful, confident, seductive, powerful, and desired.
Thank you for your thoughtful question, Jeremy. Over the long months of working on my serum, I considered marketing it as a confidence-boosting tonic before I stumbled onto its physically transformative side effects. In the early days, my test subjects were my sweet pet rats, Victor, Elizabeth, Justin, Cinderella, William, and Molly. We had adventures together. What they taught me really discouraged mass marketing of the serum, at least until I can tweak the formula more. I worried that it brought out too much aggression, especially in the male test subjects, so I began limiting my testing to the female rats. And then I tested it on myself, which may have been my greatest mistake. I'm afraid I let emotion cloud my judgment. I saw my secret personal goal slipping out of my reach, and what I did was out of desperation. The experience, ironically, has made me realize that I should focus on loving myself all the more, as much as I can. I am proud of my intelligence, and I will continue to work to be a better person, and I can share that with you. I may not be able to experience what Lola can, but I suspect that Lola has her own limitations, vices, and flaws that cause her mental anguish.
And to Lola Hyde, are you really as wicked as you say you are? Aside from tying up Deborah, you haven't done anything really wicked. How tall are you exactly? And can you show a little more respect for Angela? Aside from her wearing tight clothes, she hasn't done anything to hurt you. Despite all of that, I still really like you for how shameless you are, and I'd be more than happy to serve you since I'm a sucker for dominant women.
Jeremy, you are a dear. If Angela's heart didn't already belong to our sweetie pie, I would hunt you down. You know that, don't you? So if we get the serum working again, I can gain my freedom and come find you. Then you can learn firsthand how wicked I can be. I suppose I'm as wicked as I want. Also, I'm the perfect height for Angela's lover boy. Whatever that is. But you're right. I should measure myself. Barefoot and not counting the massive amount of lovely goddess hair, I'm at least 6 feet tall. Let's just say that I'm an imposing presence. Behold the goddess Lola, As for Angela, I suppose I do respect her quite a bit. I mean, she made me, which is no small feat. I complain about her clothes, but they're made to fit her, and I can't have anything hindering this fabulous body. For now, I'll consider your sweet offer, and I'll try to be nicer to Angela. But it's only because you asked, Jeremy.
Brick Owens asks, hey, Area 69 alien, is Kanye one of you?
No. And please tell him to stop contacting us. We do not want him, either.
SF asks, to Duchess, will you step on me, please? Like, hard. Like, break my ribcage.
I am a countess, human. Not a duchess. If you were hoping to irritate me into punishing you, well, that was hardly necessary. I may not consider myself a true sadist, but there's something uniquely appealing about breaking bones. Perhaps it's in the sound, that muffled snapping as it gives way beneath you. So since you asked so nicely, albeit incorrectly, I'll hurt you. Just don't come whimpering to me afterwards. It's so unattractive.
Deadpool asks, Tilamia, when you have children with your man, would they be only female? What kind of mother would you be to your children when they grow up? Would you be a doting mother and want them to live with you forever? Or once they're old enough to leave on their own, would you want to focus more on your man?
No. There is a chance that I may have male offspring. There are some male Lamia. I have known a few myself. I would raise my children with all the love and affection they could ever hope for. But I would not keep them with me forever, unless that was their wish. I would want them to go and see the outside world, to find their own love as I have found mine. No one should be alone and without love, as I was, though they would always have me by their side, if they wished. But my love, my dearest, he will always be first in my heart.
Jay asks, Yandere Grandma, what's up, Boomer?
What's that, sweetheart? I'm sorry you have to speak up. My hearing's not what it used to be, you know.
He said, what's up, Boomer?
What? You want a nooner? My word, you young people are just obsessed with sex, aren't you?
No, he said.
Hurry up and knock the door, will you? There's 10 minutes till bingo, so you have to be quick. 069.
Ecatus asks to the Countess, and what are your thoughts on witch hunters? I tend to stay out of matters that don't involve me personally. It's part of the reason I've stayed alive as long as I have. Well, not alive, but the vampiric equivalent. I would wager these witch hunters would be better off if they did the same. Why spend your existence hunting down magic users that have never crossed you? Now, if a witch were to, say, disrespect you, try to lay claim to your property, then that I can understand.
Net Neutrality has a few questions. First, he asks, to Angela and Lola, whenever you're about to transform, why don't you have the sense to strip all the way quickly so that you stop tearing your clothes and wasting money and resources?
Net, this is a very important question and a very real problem. Thankfully, my dearest has helped expand my wardrobe, as well as purchasing clothing for Lola. Although I don't know how often she actually wears any of it. The truth is that I do try to remove my clothes when I feel a transformation happening. Really, I do. It's just so hard to focus. My hands start trembling. And when he's holding me, and touching me, sometimes Lola comes so forcefully. I can't help myself. I must give in. I'm letting it happen. Oh, she's coming.
There. I bet you didn't realize Angela was already naked this time, did you? Was it good for you, too? Well, thank you very much for the question. It gave me the opportunity to come out and say hello. Now tell me, if you were with Angela and I just happened to burst out of her clothes, how hard would it be for you to remain neutral?
To the Andre stepmother, have you been having lustful thoughts toward your stepson? Do you plan to carry these fantasies out? If so, I won't judge. Just please don't physically hurt him, I beg of you.
Oh, honey, you do know how much I like it when you beg. But a little physical correction never hurt anyone, I promise. Besides, anything I do for him, I do out of love. Cross my heart. And finally, to Mom's horny friend, do you need fruits or vegetables planted? Or watered? Some outside house repairs? I want us to spend time together in your garden again. Is that so? Well, I can always use some help around the house, especially when that help comes in the form of an eager young man. You boys know just what a woman needs, and you always get the job done. Christian Guzman asks, to the naughty librarian, what happens if I return a book late? It depends on how late the book is. It's 10 cents a day for every day late, and until you pay your late fees, you won't be able to check out anything else. You know, I really don't mind if a book is returned late, honestly. These things happen. Now, if you dog-ear the pages, then we're going to have problems. Stuffed Cookie asks, to X's older sister, what's your little sister's deal? By that I mean, why is she, to put it bluntly, a bitch? I've asked myself that same question a dozen times. Honestly, I think she's kind of insecure. Our dad hasn't always been a big part of our life, you know? He was always traveling out of town for work and stuff. He was there more when I was little, before he got the job he has now, but it was worse for Melissa. I don't even think he was there when she was born. He was at some meeting halfway across the country. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too Dr. Phil here, but I don't think she's comfortable letting people get close in case they leave, you know? Or maybe she's just a cunt, but I think there's good in her. Nightshade asks, serial killer, do you have feelings for your apprentice? Be honest with yourself. I have a feeling that you're a fucking idiot. What is this? A Hallmark special? Sappy little romance meet-cute bullshit? My little helper here? And they're fun. They bring a kind of spark to the mundane killing routine, you know? Day in, day out. Stab in, stab out. Blah, blah, blah. It gets to you. But adding a new person to the mix? It's a bit of fun to brighten the day. I swear to God, though, you show one person a little interest, suddenly the rumor mill starts churning out another fresh batch of unmitigated fuckery. You bunch of Terry Schiavo brain motherfuckers. Stephen as MovieBuff3000 has a few questions. He first asks to Alpha, a.k.a. Yandere Werewolf, a.k.a. Sundere Werewolf, what is it that made you fall in love with your human? Don't you deny it. I will not deny my feelings are... I do love them very much. It is... I did not think that I would... They are different than I expected. I suppose I love them because they are them. They are brave and kind and very smart and clever. They are so many good things. It is hard to say them all. To the Sundere Vampire, could we hang out more? Thanksgiving with you was nice. Also, you never told me your name. My guess is Sarah. Oh, you liked it? Well, thanks, I guess. I mean, it wasn't a real Thanksgiving, but it was okay. I mean, I didn't have anything else to do. And I guess if you don't have anything else to do either, we could hang out again. I mean, of course you won't have anything to do. Dork. And no, I haven't told you my name. Why do you want to know? It's not like we're friends or anything. Are we? Don't answer that stupid question. And finally, to Angela Jekyll, what is your goal with finishing your serum? Do you hope to retain Lola's body but your mind and consciousness? Or is it in hope of being able to rein in or get rid of Lola? A very good question, Stephen. While my long-term goal had been to make something that I could patent and sell, at the moment I am more concerned with battling my rather torturous withdrawal symptoms. Ironically, what is keeping me from going mad are my frequent, amorously triggered transformations into Lola, which pacifies my system and diminishes my serum cravings. It would be amazing if I could have Lola's body or more control over Lola, and it's possible that a new serum might develop such an outcome. But I'm fishing blindly for that discovery. My original intention was to tweak my personality, and the physical change caught me by surprise. At this point, I must hope for the best and focus on my work. Now I have a question for you. By any chance, do you enjoy making funny comments during bad movies? It's a little hypothesis of mine. As an experiment, we should watch Troll 2 together. Or listen to Alpha's adventures. She's my favorite character, too.
To Kilala, Fox Goddess, what do you look like? You mentioned fur, so are you humanoid or are you just a fox with 9 tails?
Oh, I am a hybrid, so I am human in some ways, and fox in others. I have the body of a human female, but the tails and ears of a fox. But I can also change my form to be that of a fox alone, if I so desire.
And to Dangerous, how the fuck did you fit all those characters into your closet?
Flex tape?
Wingo asks, to Melissa the X, when can we meet again?
Oh, well, I'm free whenever you are. Say, why don't you come over to my place and let me show you around? You'll love how I decorated the bedroom.
Chicken Dipper asks, hey Andre, me again. Please don't kill me. But I'm really curious. You must have an income to survive off and feed your love. Where does the money come from? Is your family rich? Or did you steal it?
I'm not about to kill you, silly. I love you. And I love that you care so much to ask me questions about myself. That's so thoughtful. Hi, my soulmate.
And I do work, silly. I'm not going to tell you where. It's not like you need to know. I do part-time work, mostly. You know, away from the public. They wouldn't understand me, I don't think. Not really. Not like you do. And then there's the inheritance. It's like my father would always say, no presents this year. I need to build my 401k. Oh, he would be mad if he knew I was spending it on presents. But they're presents for you, so it's different. Isn't it?
Nurse Bold asks, werewolf. Are all the members of the pack turned from humans, or are there natural-born werewolves? Does the pack grow very often?
My pack is wolf-born. We were never human, no, even though we are so similar in our soft body form. I do not know why we are the way we are, but I have never been anything other than what I am now. I have known of packs with human-born wolves, though, but we have never had one in ours, at least not since I was born. The pack grows as new wolves are born into it, so it depends on the season.
CTD asks, dear Countess, would you tell us the backstory of your last pet? How long were you both together, and what made your last pet so special that you became more attached than previous pets?
My pet and I were together for several years. I suppose it was the time that made them so special to me. The memories that we shared. At first, they were property, mostly. A trifle to entertain me on the long nights at home. But over time, we spoke. And I got to know them on a more intimate level. Their mind, their dreams, hopes, desires, wishes. They became more than just pet to me. They were a friend. And their loss is still one of my greatest regrets.
Papanatsuri asks, to Tsundere Wolfgirl, if I'm human but still part of the pack, does it mean that it's technically possible for a human to become alpha?
to become Alpha, you would have to win in a battle against the Alpha, which is me, and then the rest of the pack. I do not think that a human could best us in combat. And there are no weapons in combat to be Alpha, so... I guess if it happened, then it would have to be so. But I am quite doubtful that would happen.
Reuben Dickinson has two questions. To the elven pleasure slave owner, one, what would you do if a pleasure slave fell in love with you? What if you fell in love with them?
If one fell in love with me, then so be it. I cannot control their feelings. As long as they continue to serve me as ordered, I would see no problem with it. However, would I fall in love with a pleasure slave?
Don't be ridiculous. We elves are above those lower creatures.
And if it were to happen, well, I would clearly have lost my sanity. In which case, I would send for a doctor immediately.
And two, what actions would you take if another elf felt they had the right to abuse and attack your slave?
I suppose it depends on their station. If they were of higher station than I could do little to stop them. If they were of a lower station, I would give them a warning. If they were to do it again, well, a public flogging would set them straight, I think. Perhaps I would even allow my slave to join in on the fun.
C. Nugent asks to the vampire, what tastes better, hypnotized or non-hypnotized men?
Whether a man is under my thrall or not, their blood will taste the same.
The only difference is in how willingly they give it to me.
And finally, Chugimplier316 asks, I have another question, not to any character, but to whoever can answer this question. If all the characters fought without holding back, who would win? And who would be the first to get killed? And the last survivor of this total bloodshed, what would they do afterwards? Would they rule over the world or do something else? That's a really good question and very hard to answer because I feel like any of the human characters would most likely die first. Probably not the serial killer because she's got an arsenal, but really a human character. If we're talking about any of the fantasy characters, fucking hard to answer. Because they all have their own strengths and weaknesses, and, oh God, that's tough. It would really be up to me, I suppose, because I could write any of them winning if I wanted to. I mean, I feel like even the strongest character could be taken down in the right circumstance. And then after the last character survived, I feel like that their world is too powerful for any one creature to really rise up and take control without them being like a god of a kind, because... if you try to take control, there's so many powerful creatures out there that there's going to be somebody that's going to want to stop you. So probably just kill a bunch and then sit back and think, you know, be happy. Like, haha, I win. Victory. Just sit on the throne atop the pile of corpses of your enemies, I guess. Maybe they would just take over all the audios and make them about themselves, you know? It's better than nothing, right? Okay, so that is it for today's Wednesday upload. I will be answering the last batch of questions, not next week, but the week after that. So thank you guys. You can keep asking if you want. I really appreciate it. This is a lot of fun, and I'll talk to you next week. Mwah. Bye, guys.